I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. Rob and I created Conscious Talk as a platform for thousands of listeners like you to tune in and participate with us in expanding consciousness individually and collectively in these times of profound change.
Brenda and I are committed to changing the world one listener at a time, and we invite you to join us on this journey and become a member of our Conscious Talk family. Conscious Talk strives to provide each listener information, motivation, and a dose of reality grounded in interviews with today's world changers and soul shapers.
So come join us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3, or stream us live at ConsciousTalk.net for interviews and information that hold the potential to brighten your day and change your life. Together, we can make a difference.
Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs and prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, you can be in touch with us here while we're on the air a few different ways, and we have open phone lines for the rest of Vet Sunday today, and the numbers are local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And if you're outside of our local calling range, toll-free number is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And then you can shoot us an email to our, while we're on the air, to our live email address. Pretty simple. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. Make sure you get your email in early. And boy, got an excellent email here from Sharon and Cricket. We will definitely get to your email before this hour is up, Sharon, because it's a good one. And let's see. Now, if you need to be in touch with Animal World off the air, you can do that anytime by going to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Homepage got links to all of our advertisers and sponsors. And if you click on current events, you'll get the current event stuff and the pet of the week, and shelters will give you all that information. And there's lots of neat stuff there. And if you need my help as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, or you just need to reach me for some reason, you can always email me through the website. There's a Contact Martha link. Or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And keep in mind, though, I don't work via email. I love to hear from you that way, but you'll get an email back. Say, call me, bug my voicemail. And that's the best way to get a hold of me. And please feel free to bug my voicemail, because sometimes it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease at my house. And that's Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. And my new phone number is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. You can reach Sandy through her website, www.animalnature.com, animalnature.com. You can email her, Sandy, at animalnature.com, or you can give her a call. Not now, after the show, but you can call her at 206-200-6536. That's 206-200-6536. Okay, I think that covers contact info. Oh, well, except to say now, Valerie, can we find you anyplace else?
No.
No, can't find you anyplace
no.
else. Wait, that's not true. You're here for a lot of other shows.
No, I am here. What do you want me to give out?
What shows do you do?
Well, I'm here on Saturdays with the Real Estate Guys.
Oh, that's
okay.
Right. Hey, Sandy, do you remember? Oh, Sandy's on the phone. But do you remember Craig Goebel, who used to
Craig
be with
Goebel's
us?
Craig Goebel's here now.
Yeah, he's a neat guy.
And you said he was on Como with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he was. He was.
And then I'm here during the week. I work with Dr. Pat's show from 10 to 12.
That's right. Okay.
I take her phone calls. Right. And I'm here on Friday nights also now.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
So you're around a lot.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. All right, and then if you want to know more about Dr. Al Pluckner's work, his website is www.drpluckner, that's Dr. Pluckner, Dr. Pluckner, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R.com. And, of course, there's the other great website, healthypetnetwork.com, that's coming together, and we're going to be talking to the creator of the website in this hour, so stay tuned for that. All right. Let's see. Dr. Al, is he still with me? Dr. Al, are you there?
I'm still here. And Martha, you know that there's been a second edition of the Pets at Risk that is supposedly out now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you may want to talk to Maureen Michelson.
Because we got it. Well, if there's a...
Donate some copies for your listeners.
Well, yeah, because we had to stop the giveaways of your book because she was almost out. But if the printing's been done...
Back, supposedly, from what she told me, the second edition is out. It is available. And I actually had somebody that's writing another book on my studies and things that checked with Amazon.com, and apparently it, again, is available.
All right, so that's the book is Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. The second edition is out and available. That's great.
I've got two more things. David Spangenberg and Kirk Nims, I think, will have brand-new books also available September, October.
Oh,
really exciting.
On
everything new, updates, you know, which...
Because they're writing about your stuff.
Exactly.
And speaking of your stuff, before we get back to the phones, let's do a little explanation. For
please.
Any of our new listeners or those who don't understand, Dr. Al, out of vet school, boy, we're talking, you know, probably, what, 45 years ago now?
Well, my sons say I graduated in 1866, but I think it was 1966.
I'm not exactly
sure.
All right. Well, anyway, way back when, out of vet school, it all started with his practice in Southern California, a lot of dogs coming in with allergies and hot spots and all that kind of stuff. Standard treatment was give them a shot of cortisone as an anti-inflammatory, but don't give them too much, because after a while there'll be a problem. But instead of just accepting that basic treatment, Dr. Al wanted to know why giving cortisone acted as an anti-inflammatory, and as a result of all of his experimenting and working with this, he discovered this basic endocrine immune imbalance, which we now know applies to dogs, cats, horses, and humans, at least. And the protocol has been used in other animals as well.
Right.
And what it's all about is, And this is my simple explanation to understand, is that for whatever reason, the adrenal glands are either not producing enough cortisol. And by the way, you know, we've been taught kind of to think of cortisol, cortisone, as a bad thing. But we've not been impressed with the fact that cortisol is a normal hormone that our bodies need to have in balance to be healthy.